You're listening to Kerry Today. We're turning our attention now to a case which came to its conclusion. Well, it's a case where Daniel Allen has pled guilty to three murders the day after a jury was sworn in for a trial around the murders of three generations of the same family. This all having very strong, of course, Tralee and connections, including a baby in horrific fire. The defendant has changed his plea without any evidence being called. With me on the line to talk about this, we have got Tanya Fowles. Tanya, good morning to you. Thanks very much for talking to us on the programme, journalist with the Impartial Reporter. Tanya, can you explain to us what exactly happened here, first of all?
Good morning, Jerry. Well, this goes back to 2018, whenever we were all alerted in the press to a major fire, and the sad reality was, within a very short time, became known that there were four fatalities and one arrest. It stayed in the court system for almost 5 years. Initially, Mr. Allen, who was charged, refused to speak. His lawyers tried to have him deemed, he was assessed, was he deemed fit for trial? And it was this time last year that he was deemed fit for trial and admitted, he denied murdering Roman, the young teenager, and the baby. He said they were already dead. And as for Denise and Sabrina, he said guilty to manslaughter by way of suicide pact. And it was on that basis that he stood trial. The jury went in on Monday and sent home. And the next day, we're waiting for the evidence to be opened because none of us know really what has gone on. It's been shrouded in a lot of secrecy because there's no engagement. And his lawyer then asked for him to be rearranged. He admitted murdering everyone in the situation with the exception of Denise, and he kept his original plea to that, which was guilty to manslaughter by suicide pact.
That where do things go from there? Has a sentence been pronounced yet?
He was automatically given a life sentence on the basis that a murder had been admitted. However, the judge then remanded him back into custody. He's never sought bail. Remanded him back into custody, and he will learn the minimum tariff for which he will serve or be eligible for release on the 15th of September. But
was there surprise, Tanya, at this turn of events?
A little bit, in the sense that he had maintained that, you know, he had taken a pass and he was maintaining that. I think it brought it all the more reality whenever you hear somebody admit murder and then after saying that two of the individuals were already dead, especially when you're going to talk about young people and a baby. So it was quite hard to take in, and you were sort of wondering what on earth has driven this situation that an entire family is lost and a little one, you know, not even two. So it was hard. It was a tough case to cover, but as I say, we know nothing of motive or understanding. We just don't know what happened.
And are we likely to get that at any stage, do you think?
That's up to Mr. Allen. At the best, the prosecution can only put forward the facts as they know it, as to technically what the outcomes were. Whether he chooses to disclose his reasoning, possibly this suicide pact that he talks about, which was accepted yesterday by the prosecution in the plea to Denise. But, it's up to him whether he decides to disclose that or not.
Yeah. And look, the reaction, obviously there'll be a further reaction, but the reaction of the people, local area in Derry Lynn, County Fermanagh, I suppose one of general shock, I suppose, even at this latest turn of events, as there was when it actually happened.
Absolute shock. They were a very quiet family, but, you know, they were known. And the landlord in particular, who rented them the little cottage, he was really affected by it. He was one of the first on the scene, and that hadn't left him. And the people just couldn't take it in. Not a family of four wiped out in one go. It was very, very difficult. It was actually very difficult to even listen to the various remands in court. And the police at the scene and the forensic officers, they were all very impacted by it. And I've spoken to two who were at the scene, and they said it'll never leave them. Never leave them.
Yeah, and you can imagine. So it goes now to the 15th of September, where he will know the minimum tariff for his
indeed,
sentence.
Yeah. And it's, again, hopefully we find out some background, maybe to gain a little bit of understanding, and there's no excuse. But at the minute, we really, nobody seems to know the actual reason.
Yeah, yeah. And we, the bottom line is, as you said, we might never know because of the way this case has gone out.
It has. And because Mr. Allen was so silent to begin with, he would not talk to police, he would not talk in prison, he would not engage with his lawyers properly. There's no understanding of what actually drove this. And that's very troubling because, you know, really, I think everybody needs some kind of an explanation. But as you say, we may never get it.
Yeah. We may not. Tanya, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for giving us the report on what happened there, of course, yesterday. A dramatic turnabout in terms of a plea, a guilty plea by Sebastian Allen. If you're affected by that story, there's a number you can call for help. It's Samaritans 116 123. That's Samaritans 116 123, the number to call it. That's from the family members that had previously stayed in Kerry. That's a case of a strong Kerry connection, but... Just, and again, will we ever know? I don't know. It's a shocking one.